Good morning. Welcome to Christ for Us. This is Pastor Rolf Preuss. This morning is the third in a series of three sermons on the topic, Why Go to Church? Part one was, we should go to church because God speaks. Part two, last week, was, we should go to church because God speaks the truth. And now today, I'll give you the third reason why you should go to church. You need to listen to God speak. You need to listen. You need to hear Him. Why is that? Well, it's because of what lies inside the human heart. Let me read to you from the book of Moses, the first book of the Bible called Genesis. Chapter 6, verses 5 through 8. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. So the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping thing and birds of the air, for I am sorry that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. There's a fella, I don't remember his name, he's just built an ark, which is apparently supposed to be a replica of Noah's Ark. And this is, of course, a big deal. I'm sure a lot of tourists will come and take a look at it. And while people are visiting this Ark, you have your typical sneering and mocking of the whole idea, as if God really sent such a flood as that described by Moses in the book of Genesis. People laugh off the idea of a worldwide flood, although many different religions around the world teach of such a flood, not just the Holy Scriptures, but other religions as well. But they mock it because, why do they mock it? Why do you think people laugh at the idea of Noah? Why did they laugh at him then, and why do they laugh at him now? Why do they mock the idea of a worldwide flood and think that the very idea of an ark is absurd? So that even Christians who supposedly believe in the Bible are embarrassed to talk about an historical flood that actually did destroy everyone in the world except for the eight people who were on the ark. Why is it that people laugh at Noah? Oh, they think, you think, some think perhaps it's all the evidence, all of the scientific evidence that you couldn't get all these animals on the ark, that this is wrong, that's wrong, the other thing's wrong. I don't think so. No. The reason that they mock, the reason that they laugh is the reason the teenager walking through the cemetery tells jokes because he's scared and he doesn't want to face what could be there. Listen once more to what God, through Moses, wrote. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Every intent, not just some, every intent of the thoughts of his heart, not just his deeds, but what he thinks about, what he wants. Every intent of the thoughts of his heart was sometimes evil, sometimes good. No, was only evil. All the time. Nobody wants to believe that. Oh, sure, we'll believe it about you or the other guy, but not about me. About me, my thoughts, my intents, my desires, my notions, my beliefs. Everything in me is only evil all the time. Don't you dare tell me that. Don't you? I will mock you. I will mock your religion. Noah's a myth. The worldwide flood is a fairy tale. And why wouldn't they listen to Noah preaching? Why will they not listen today? It's because they don't want to see their own nature. Because the true Christian preaching is not what Norman Vincent Peale used to preach about God as the heavenly aspirin tablet. You just go ahead and do what you do in your life, and then you can get God to help you out if you follow this formula for success. No, the true Christian religion isn't which rules you have to obey so that you can pave the way for your way to heaven. No, the Christian religion is not about what is the right decision that you need to make so that you can make sure that Jesus is your personal Lord and Savior. No, here's the right Christian religion. You need to listen to God. And the reason you need to listen to God is because it's either God or your own lying heart and your own deceptive reason and the sin that lies within you, because every single imagination of the thoughts of your heart is only evil all the time. That's why you need to go to church. Oh, I don't want to hear this. You're telling me I'm bad? Yes. And you need the loving God to come to you in your sin, in your own wickedness. You need the loving God to speak words that take that sin off of you and set you free from it. How long did Noah preach? Year after year after year, he preached. Nobody was converted. He had three sons and a wife, and his three sons had wives. Now that adds up to eight people. Eight people. There were eight people in the church when Noah started preaching. There were eight people in the church when Noah finished preaching. Hey, listen, the Word of God is inherently powerful. It is the power of God to salvation to everybody who believes it, and not one single person was converted by the preaching of Noah. Not one. And how many people who did not get into the ark, how many people who were left outside of the ark, how many of them lived when the flood came? Not a single one. Only those who were in the ark were saved. Outside of the ark, there was no salvation. Outside of the church, there is no salvation. The church is the ark of salvation. That's why you call that place where the people sit the nave. It's the ark outside of which no one can be saved. The reason you need to listen, the reason you need to go to church to hear God speak the truth to you, and the reason you need to listen to it is because outside of the church there is no salvation. Now, don't misunderstand what I'm saying here. I'm not saying outside of the church that I attend, there is no salvation. I'm not saying outside of this particular denomination, there is no salvation. I'm not talking about some visible entity that you've got to join, headed up by some fellow, whether at Rome or some other place, who is the head of that organization. You've got to belong to it or you can't be saved. That's not what the Bible says, and that's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about any visible church. I'm saying outside of Christ's church, there is no salvation. That's why you have to listen to the Word of God that He has entrusted to His church to proclaim. You need it because inside of you, there is every imagination of the thoughts of the heart is only evil all the time. You have to hear that Word that will counter the Word within your own heart, within your own mind. You need to go to church because you need the truth. And you can't just learn that truth as a child and file it away in your brain and say, I got the right answers. I know it because I learned it. No, because you can't learn it and know it when you're lying, mind and heart and affections and feelings and emotions are constantly contradicting it. You show me somebody who neglects the services of God's house, who does not go to church, who believes the gospel as a child, never goes to church, and can faithfully articulate the gospel as an adult. You show me such a person. I've never met one. Everybody I meet who has neglected attending the services of God's house, who has not gone to a church where the Word of God is proclaimed in its truth and purity, who has stayed away, every person I've talked to over the years comes up with some lame, unbiblical, works-righteous way of getting to heaven, never confessing the truth. You know why? Because our hearts would deceive us and our minds would mislead us. We need to hear the gospel. We need to hear the gospel on a regular basis because inside us there is nothing but sin and death and deception. One of the most beautiful portions of the Bible is Jesus talking about himself as the Good Shepherd. In John chapter 10, beginning at verse 27, we read these words of Jesus: "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one." My sheep hear my voice. You need to listen to the voice of your shepherd, Jesus. Now, maybe you've developed bad habits and you just happened to turn on your radio today to listen to this broadcast. You haven't been to church in a long time and you can make it. You just stay home because, well, life's not so bad. You're getting by and, you know, you probably ought to go to church. Maybe you'll go next week or next month or whenever. Listen to me. You can't live without the Word of God. You really can't. I mean, you can live your bodily life, but you can't live spiritually without it. What did Jesus say to the devil when the devil tried to tempt him to turn stones into bread? He said that man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes out of the mouth of God. Now, why is that? Is it because the Word of God has some magical power? No. It's because God's Word bestows upon you the forgiveness of sins from the Savior who can give it to you. The same one who bore your sins on Calvary, washing away all your guilt by his suffering and death. He's the one who speaks to you in church and absolves you, forgives you, washes you clean, so that all of that wickedness within can't claim you, and it can't rule you, and it can't dominate your faith, but rather the Holy Spirit himself, the Spirit of truth, dominates, rules, governs, guides. How? By loving you. By giving you the forgiveness of sins that you need. On the cross, Jesus earned it once and for all. And in the Word, Jesus gives it. You need to listen. You need to listen to the gospel every Sunday, purely proclaimed, because that is salvation for your soul. That is deliverance from the sin inside of you. That puts you safely in the ark, so when Christ returns and the world is destroyed, you will be saved through the church that has received the gospel of salvation. We thank you for being our guests today on Christ for Us, a confessional Lutheran broadcast. We encourage you to tune in next week for our next broadcast.